Well, there you heard the members of Gaelic Storm kicking up a violent storm there, by the sound of it. Some fine jigs. It was called The Road to Liscard. Sounded as though it was a very busy road to me. Hope you enjoyed it, got your feet tapping. We're going to slow it down because here's a request again from one of my regular listeners, Doreen, in Birmingham in England. And she said, Joe, some months ago on the programme you played Trudy Lawler singing with her mother. I don't know what the song was, Joe, but it was a lovely song. And I wonder if you could search and find it for me again. Well, I think this is the one that you were looking for, Doreen. It's Trudy Lawler and her mother, Philomena Keyes. Now, Philomena is in her 80s, and the two of them sing so beautifully together, The Beautiful Isle of Somewhere.
Somewhere, land of the true, where
Well, Doreen, I know I enjoyed that, and I'm sure you did. Isn't they marvellous there? Mother and daughter, Trudy Lawler and her mum, Philomena Keys, singing Beautiful Isle of Somewhere. I wonder, actually, if they've made an album. I must go and have a look in the next couple of weeks, root around and inquire. Now, here's a song, a Percy French song. Ha-ha, you say, Joe's going to play Brendan O'Dowd. No, he's not. Ha-ha, I'm going to play Barleycorn. I love this song, and I'm playing this for anyone from County Cavan. Now, no matter what part of the world you're in, if you're from County Cavan, you can associate this. Yes, you've guessed what I'm going to play. It's the Percy French song, Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Yes, there's such a place in County Cavan as Bally James Duff. And for the new listeners who may not have heard the story, Percy French, who lived from 1854 to 1920, that's 64, well, it's a good few years anyway, and he was asked by his local council, he was a prolific songwriter, if he could write a song about County Cavan. And he said, of course I will. And they said, yes, but you must write it about Bally James Duff, which is a village in County Cavan. I've probably upset all the people in Bally James Duff now. They'd say it's a town. Well, it's in County Cavan anyway, right? And he said, OK, I'll write a song called Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Riley is a very prominent name in Cavan. So here, without further ado, Barleycorn singing a lovely song by Percy French, Come Back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff.
The Garden of Eden has vanished, they say, but I know the lie of it still. Just turn to the left at the Bridge of Finay and stop when halfway to Coot Hill. 'Tis there you will find it, I know sure enough, when fortune has come to my call. For the grass it is green around Bally James Duff, and the blue sky is over it all. And tones that are tender and tones that are gruff are whispering over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally James Duff. Come home, Paddy Riley. I first saw the light, I looked down the street on that very first morn and gave a great crow of delight. Now most newborn babies appear in a huff and start with a song. And that's why I smiled on them all. The baby's a man now, he's toil-worn and tough, still whispers come over the sea. Come back, Paddy Riley, to Bally
Barleycorn there with Derek McCormack. I think it was Derek McCormack, sounded like him, doing the solo there, and come back, Paddy Riley to Bally James Duff. You know, we couldn't have a Sounds Irish programme without Foster and Allen. I'm a big Foster and Allen fan. I know they've done lots of albums, and I've managed to get my hands and ears on a couple of their albums lately, and there's some lovely tracks. And when I said, yes, I'm looking forward to playing these on Sounds Irish, including this one. Now, I've heard this song somewhere before, but I can't think where. I don't, once again, think it's an Irish song, but it's sung by Foster and Allen, as I said about other artists on the programme. They don't come much more Irish than Foster and Allen, but they always present a very good, easy-listening track. And this one is no different. It's called Sweet Forget Me Not.
Brings a thought to me of a flower bright and fair. Its grace and beauty both combine to make the thought more rare. Just like a maiden that I knew who shared my happy love, where we parted and she whispered, "You'll forget me not." She's fragrant and she's charming, like the lily in the pond. Time is passing swiftly by, afar I am so fond. The daisies and primroses were blooming the spot where we parted, when she whispered, "You'll forget me not." I admit I really don't know where, but still it's just the same. For love grows in a busy street as well as in the lane. I gently pressed her tiny hand, one glance at me she shot. She dropped the flower I picked it up, was a sweet forget-me-not. She's fragrant and she's charming, like the lily in the pond. Time is passing swiftly by, afar I am so fond. The daisies and primroses were blooming round the spot where we parted, when she whispered, "You'll forget me not." There came the happy time when something that I said, it caused her lips to murmur yes, and shortly we were wed. There is a house down in the lane, in a tiny garden spot. There grows a flower I know, it's a sweet forget-me-not. She's fragrant and she's charming, like the lily in the pond. Time is passing swiftly by, of her I am so fond. The daisies and primroses were blooming round when she whispered, "You'll forget me not." Where we parted, when she whispered, "You'll forget me not."
Foster and Allen and Sweet Forget Me Not. Now we're going to change the style again totally, because here is a track from the Chieftains. It's not an Irish song, it's called Cotton Eyed Joe, but it's from an album called The Chieftain and Friends, and they're joined by various people. So this is sort of the way we Irish people play Cotton Eyed Joe.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eyed Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eyed Joe?
I was jumping around the studio. No, I wouldn't lie to you. I was jumping around the studio. My poor guide dog saying, what is going on? The Chieftains there. And Cotton Eyed Joe. Well, I don't know about Cotton Eyed Joe, but this is Joe that's presenting Sounds Irish on whatever radio station you're listening to me or whatever part of the world you're in. I hope you're having some fun. Where do fishermen go when they die? Well, please God, they all go to heaven. And, well, this song, which is sung for us by the Irish Rovers, tells us that fishermen who don't go to hell go to Fiddler's Green, where everything is just great.
As I walk by the dockside one evening so rare, to view the blue waters and take the salt air, I spied an old fisherman singing a song. Ah, take me away, boys, me time is not long. Wrap me up in the oilskin and blankets, no more at the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday in Fiddler's Green. Now Fiddler's Green is a place I've had tell of, where fishermen go if they don't go to hell. The weather is fair and the dolphins do play, and the cold coast of Finland is far, far away. Wrap me up in me oilskin and blankets, no more at the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday at Fiddler's Green. Thank you. up in me oilskin and blankets. No more at the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday at Fiddler's Green. And when you're in dock and the long trip is through, there's pubs and there's clubs and there's lassies there too. The girls are all pretty and the beer is all free, and the sparkles are all growing on every tree. Wrap me up in the oilskin and blankets. No more at the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, oh shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday at Fiddler's Green. Now I don't want a heart nor a halo, not me. Just give me a breeze and a good rolling sea. I'll play me old squeeze box as we sail along, with a wind in the rigging, a singing a song. Wrap me up in me oilskin and blankets. No more at the docks I'll be seen. Just tell me, old shipmates, I'm taking a trip, mates. I'll see you someday at Fiddler's Green.
The Irish Rovers there and Fiddler's Green. Now, earlier on in the programme, when I was telling you about Percy French and his songwriting to Come Back Paddy Riley to Bally James stuff, I mentioned Brendan O'Dowda. The reason I did that, because Brendan O'Dowda, he's no longer with us, he's gone to God. He was an authority on the Percy French songs, and I think he made about three or four albums of Percy French material. In fact, I think this song, if I remember rightly, we had an old 78 of it, not at home, at school, because we had a nun who was fanatic on John McCormack, and she used to make us listen to John McCormack 78s every Sunday night after tea. I won't bore you with those details, but this is a song that I also remember my mother singing at some stage, and I think it's an old sort of vaudeville music hall Edwardian ballad of some sort, but it's given a wonderful treatment. It's a recording of a live performance of Brendan O'Dowda and Come Back to Erin. The song opens up with the line, "Come back to Erin, Mavourneen, Mavourneen." Erin is the one word that they use for Ireland, but Mavourneen is a term of endearment, sort of my darling, in the Irish language. Here's Brendan O'Dowda. Round of applause, please.
Shall ring with
Well-deserved applause there for Brendan O'Dowda. Brendan, who hailed from County Louth. And I always felt that he never got the recognition he deserved, particularly outside of Ireland. I was a big fan, and still am a big fan, of the music of Brendan O'Dowda there. He can sing anything in my book. He's quite capable of singing comedy numbers, parodies. But at the same time, you heard him there. Well, treatment of Come Back to Erin. Oh, this is a total change. This is great. It's not so much country and Irish, but it's country, first of all, to start with. And it's Irish because the two girls, the Benn sisters, are going to sing a song for us entitled I Found a Letter. Have a listen to this. This proves to me, as if proof were needed, that we Irish can certainly sing and put across a good country song. As good as any and better than most. Anyway, enough prattle, Joe. The Benn Sisters and I Found a Letter. Sad song.
I found a letter that you wrote me. It said I was your one and only, and you would never ever leave my loving arms. But the truth is all that matters. Your pretty words no longer flatter, 'cause I know they didn't come. In the closet, I remember when you bought it and how you serenaded me under the stars. But now there's no one here to play it. You've changed your tune, I hate to say it, but the songs didn't come.
Well, in today's world, she wouldn't have found a letter. She would probably be found an email in the inbox or something. The Benn Sisters there. Now we come to another of my requests for the programme. And this one came in, well, a couple of weeks ago, but I have a little confession to make. I lost it. It comes from one of my regular Irish listeners, Paddy, who downloads the programme and enjoys it very much. And he said, Joe, I wonder if you could play a request for my good friend Eileen. Eileen, who listens to the programme as well, Joe, with me. And she's been so good to me. I wonder if you could play any song with Eileen in it. I'm sure there are lots of songs in your repertoire, Joe, with Eileen in them. There's not, actually. But I played a couple of weeks ago the Bing Crosby version of that lovely song called Eileen. So I had a look round and I found Johnny McAvoy, Paddy. So for you and your good friend, Eileen, I'm going to play Johnny McAvoy and where my Eileen is waiting. And once again, Paddy, thanks for the nice things you say about the programme. And a big hello to Eileen. And I'll tell you what, to all the Eileens listening to Sounds Irish this week.
I'm always light-hearted and easy, not a care in the world have I. 'Cause I know I am loved by a colleen, and I couldn't forget if I tried. She lives far away o'er the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees, in a cottage all covered with ivy. My Eileen is waiting for me. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees, in a cottage all covered with ivy. My Eileen is waiting. Time I bid goodbye to Eileen was a time I will never forget. For the tears bubbled up from their slumbers, I fancy I see them yet. They look like the pearls in the ocean as she wept her tale of love. She said, my dear boy, don't forget me till we meet here again on above. It's over the mountains, where the little birds sing on the trees, in a cottage all covered with ivy. My Eileen is waiting. In a cottage all covered with ivy, my Eileen is waiting for me.
Now we come to a track from John Kelly. Now, I'm a big fan of John Kelly because John, who hails from County Mayo and has a wonderful sort of, the nearest thing to an Irish Jim Reeves that I can figure out. Well, I think so anyway. You may not agree, but I think so. And this, he has some wonderful tracks on an album that I got, some earlier on last year. And I came across this track the other day and I thought, yes, that'd be nice for Sounds Irish. It is a song by an Irishman, and it's entitled The Book. But you have to listen to the very last line to really get hold of what's happening. But it's a wonderful arrangement and a nice little easy on the ear country type song from John Kelly.
The girl from West Virginia read the same book all the time. At first I thought perhaps she wasn't settled in her mind. She'd read it front to back and then she'd read it over again. She knew that I knew, she knew what happened in the end. She would go to work each morning, that's the book that she would take. She would read it on her lunch hour, she would read it on her break. Her calm expression never changed from page to page to page. You know the story never changed from day to day to day. Some people say it was a book about a love affair that grew and grew throughout the years and never knew a care. A book wherein the people love them, things don't turn out right. They say she even took the book to bed with her at night. Thank you.
I recall the tattered pages and the cover faded out of a walking, wind-blown woman by some old majestic house. One day I even asked her why she did that, and she said, "Let me tell you, this is the best book I have ever read." Some people say it was a book about a great romance. She picked it up that night, she didn't make the high school dance. Ain't it strange what life can sometimes do to people's minds? Like a girl in West Virginia reads the same book all the time. Some people say it was a book about a great romance. She picked it up that night, she didn't make the high school dance. Ain't it strange what life can sometimes do to people's minds? Like the girl in West Virginia reads the same book all the time. Like the girl from West Virginia read the Bible all the time.